My name is Jesse Blumenstock. I'm a research project coordinator at the Center for Community Health at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine. I'm going to be telling you a story about our student media-based asthma research team, or SMART, program that we implemented in Chicago. The project was funded by a grant from the American Lung Association, and I have no conflict of interest to disclose. As an overview, we'll be talking about asthma disparities in Chicago, the SMART program that we designed, the CVPR methods that we used to empower and investigate community-level factors in the program, and the outcomes from the SMART program, as well as the lessons that we learned with our CVPR methods. So in Chicago, the rates of asthma in children, the morbidity and mortality are above national average, as is to be expected in a large urban setting. But there's great geographic variability between neighborhoods in Chicago, and we've identified positive and negative factors in neighborhood assets and vulnerabilities that explain a lot of the variability that we see in Chicago. On this table, you can see the disparities that exist between Black, white, and Hispanic children in terms of asthma in Chicago. But you can also see the variation among neighborhoods that predominantly Black neighborhoods vary between 4% and 44% prevalence of childhood asthma. And this variation is in Black, white, and Hispanic neighborhoods. But after controlling for individual community demographics, in this previous study, we identified that gender, age, household members with asthma, and neighborhood income all are significantly associated with asthma, but they don't explain the differences by neighborhood. And while race explains a significant amount of the variation by neighborhood, it didn't explain all of that variation. So we wanted to look at more specific community-level factors that were influencing asthma rates in these neighborhoods. And here are two maps from that previous study. I'm sorry, I think some of my slides got a little formatted differently on this presentation, but you can see the variation between neighborhoods and prevalence of childhood asthma. You can see clustering in the west and south sides of Chicago. And the map on the right shows the same prevalence data, but also there's an overlay of racial ethnic composition of census tracts. And you can see those areas with higher childhood asthma prevalence are mostly predominantly Black. So as an overview to the SMART program, it's a student media-based asthma research team. We recruited students and their caregivers to be part of a participatory research team that investigated community-specific positive and negative factors that are influencing asthma. And we used a community-based participatory research framework to empower adolescents to own the research process and enhance their knowledge and as well as community knowledge and support, and mobilizing these local experts, the students who know the most about what's going on in their lives and their communities. And we also used a photo voice technique to allow the students to take pictures of things that they're experiencing in their community and give cameras to these community members who seldom have access to those who make decisions over their lives. And we also had a budget that was included for student use. So in this project, the students used it for their projects. And I'll talk a little bit about that later. A little bit of background on asthma control. Self-regulation theory says that the development of patient self-management skills is critical to controlling any chronic disease, and that personal asthma management strategies gradually develop through trial and error. Thought and behavior are modified in response to socio-environmental factors that these people experience. So this project was approved by the Chicago Public Schools Research Review Board and the Northwestern Institutional Review Board. It was conducted in two inner-city Chicago middle schools that you can see the locations of here, both on the south side, one predominantly Hispanic-Latino community and one predominantly African-American community. They're both in high-prevalence census tracts for childhood asthma. To be included in the study, they had to be 7th and 8th grade students who were identified by their school nurse to have moderate or severe persistent asthma, and they had to have consent from their parent or guardian. If they were not recommended for participation by parents, guardians, teachers, or school principals, they were excluded from the study. So the program consisted of 36 one-hour sessions where we started by giving some general asthma education, everything from pathophysiology of asthma to management strategies, trigger avoidance. We also brought in some experts to speak to the students on mindfulness, on wellness and nutrition, and on inhaler technique. Then we taught the students a little bit about photography and videography techniques. We gave all students a Samsung Galaxy player that they used to take pictures of things that they experienced in their community. And then we used those photos to discuss community-specific assets and vulnerabilities that were specific to their neighborhoods. And the students also completed journals that they talked about on the devices. And then by the end of the program, students developed these student-driven projects to affect change in their communities. And they also created community public service announcements. So some outcome measures that we collected at the beginning and end of the program on students and caregivers. And students, we measured asthma knowledge. We had them fill out the asthma control test. We used self-efficacy scales, empowerment scales, and the promise support scales. And they also filled out the pediatric asthma quality of life questionnaire. Caregivers also measured asthma knowledge pre to post program. They reported symptoms that the students were experiencing, the severity of their asthma in the 4 weeks prior to survey, and then adherence to management strategies. And they also filled out the pediatric asthma caregiver quality of life questionnaire. Both the PAQLQ and the PACQLQ are validated scales that reliably reflect quality of life and asthma control in young people. Statistically, we used a paired T-test and Wilcoxon-Mann-Whitney test to analyze changes pre to post program. Here you can see some pictures that the students took that are identified assets. You see inhalers, air filters, soccer, and then some pictures that they took identifying vulnerabilities in their community. This school was along a major industrial corridor, so there were factories. They took pictures of trucks that were idling and putting out fumes, a lot of asthma triggers, mold. You can see trash and strong smells. By the end of the program, the students identified one asthma issue in their community and created an intervention to roll out to the community. So in this case, they created an anti-idling campaign. Students passed out info cards before and after school, and you can see an example of one of those info cards down here. They also had community members sign no idling contracts. And they designed and hung aluminum signs that they used the student budget to create. And you can see three examples of those. Those were in English and Spanish, and they hung those all around the school. So to disseminate what the students found, we built a blog where they posted their findings, pictures, videos, and resources that they had come up with. We also presented to the 7th and 8th grade population where the students presented to their own peers, and we also presented to parents before school. We also took the videos out to community events where we were able to distribute the videos to community members. And when we hung the signs at the end of the program, we got some community and Chicago press to cover the event. So I'm going to show you one of the public service. The videos they created were really great. They created three public service announcements in English covering different topics and one in Spanish. Maybe I can try later to see if those will play. But as far as outcomes from the program, we had an N of 12 students and 12 caregivers. But we did, even though it was a smaller sample size, we did see some significant changes from pre to post program. There was a reduction in caregiver reported shortness of breath, an increase in caregiver reported participant use of peak flow meters, spacers, and asthma action plans, and also a couple outcomes that were significant on some of the scales. So the student empowerment scale, we saw a statistically significant increase in mean from pre to post program for empowerment. On the asthma belief scale measuring self-efficacy, there was a statistically significant increase from pre to post program. And then caregivers, we saw an increase in quality of life reported for the students from pre to post program, and a significant increase in asthma knowledge from a mean of 13.9 correct questions pre-program to 19 correct questions post-program. So overall, we saw great bidirectional learning in this program, both between students and researchers, as students were part of the research team. We took the time for the students to build trust and rapport with the research team. And that led to some great outcomes. The students really felt like they had a lot more control, and I think felt like they were listened to about some of these issues that really mattered to them for the first time. That we did identify some barriers to successful implementation. We realized that the program has to be tailored to individual school systems, as each school is very different. Now that we've run it in a second school, we've identified the variation between school systems and schedules that can get in the way of a successful implementation. And we know that we need buy-in from everyone at the school and in the students' lives, as there are competing interests from administrators, teachers, students, and caregivers, and they have busy lives. So we saw some attendance issues that we know that it can be avoided if we get full buy-in from all participants. And we also know that it's a smaller sample size, and we'd like to expand the program to be able to be run in any classroom by any teacher. So we're looking at trying to retool the program so that it can be a little bit more sustainable and not just grant-funded. So I want to thank my team at Northwestern, Dr. Ruchi Gupta, Ashley Dyer, Chris Warren, and Maggie Yarborough, and to all the SMART collaborators and interns who helped make this program successful. Thank you.